are trying to find Jessie?
That's right.
Have you seen her?
Well, I've never met her.
Have you seen her?
You mean a photo?
I mean, have you seen her?
Well, yes, actually I have. One night, on the balcony outside my window.
Only once?
Twice now.
Did she speak?
Well, the last time I saw her, yes.
What did she say?
Just words, just random words.
Tell me exactly.
Well, it was wish, truth, hold, set, against. Does that mean anything?
No.
Excuse me. Have you seen Jessie?
She has also spoken to me.
What did she say?
You like, you dislike.
Is it a code?
I don't understand.
Maybe she doesn't want some people to understand her.
Ade, what is going on with the kaboot? Look, all we're trying to do is get Jessie out of there.
What do you know?
You mean about the kaboot? Well, we know that the spiritual leader of your organization died earlier this year. There was a dispute over who was next in line to succeed her. The organization is split into two factions, and now there's a power struggle between the two. Now, am I right so far?
Continue.
Well, Jessie was going through the initiation, which meant entering the vortex, and she got stuck in there. And one side, the right arm, wants her out, and the other, the left arm, finds it useful to keep her there. Now why?
I cannot say.
Well, what is so secret about that?
You are the one they are planning to remove.
Remove?
Last night was close, yes?
Yeah, very, very close.
You must enter the vortex.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
We will help.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, for you.
And for you, too.
Yeah. Ade, the initiation prepares the novice for entering the vortex, right?
No.
No? What is this initiation?
I cannot say.
When Jack goes in, how do you help him?
What was that, Mojo?
We have a base.
They're not going to let Jack or anyone bring Jessie out of there.
Good point.
You must trust us.
All right, but you're going to trust us?
We will.
All right, guys, look.
Okay, we got a deal.
Now, wait a minute. This is my skin that you're bargaining with.
Like your friend said, you are the connection.
What friend said that?
She's right.
Now, wait.
She has chosen you.
Now, listen to me. I have looked into the gaping mouth of that vortex, and there is no way in hell that I'm going in there. Period. Savvy?
What is savvy?
Addy, what's in the vortex?
I cannot say.
No, come on.
Now, have you been in there?
No.
No?
Entering the vortex is part of the initiation, right?
I cannot say.
Oh, come on. Now, give us something, okay?
To stand at the mouth of the vortex, show no fear. That is the initiation.
You don't go in?
Only the highest after many, many years are prepared to enter.
Then how did Jessie get in?
Please, I have told you too much.
Was she pushed in or what?
Please, no more. Please.
Okay, thanks.
Look, I'm not going in. There's no way, so just forget it. No way. No way, Jose.
Could it be a trap?
Indrani, it could be anything.
I don't think so.
You don't?
Adi was being honest.
I thought you saw her enter the vortex.
No, she says no. Only the highest dare to enter.
She didn't say what was in there?
She doesn't know.
I see.
There are veils.
Hmm?
Some sort of veils.
How do you know that?
That's what I saw.
You saw veils, Mojo?
Yeah, when Adi was talking.
If you enter the vortex, how do you find Jessie?
I don't know. Maybe through this vague connection of ours.
The right arm will help.
And the opposing left arm?
I suppose they'll be opposing.
Jack, do you want to do this?
No.
Well, why not?
Because as I keep telling everyone, I have looked into the mouth of that swirling, sucking whirlpool, and no one in their right mind would willingly leap into that thing. It's scary.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to go back to my hotel and watch MTV.
They got MTV?
Yeah. The VJ has a funny accent. You know what his name is?
What?
Frank Sumatra. No, really, it is.
I think I'll stay here for a bit.
All right, I'll see you later.
Mojo, how did Jesse get drawn into this?
Their initiation is to prepare the novice to face it without fear. But if something starts to go wrong, they'll help. They don't want to lose anyone.
How do you know this?
Well, you start losing initiates and pretty soon you don't have any followers. You see, Jesse was prepared by the right arm. My guess is she was pushed in to discredit the right arm.
Pushed in by the left arm to discredit the right arm?
Well, they're arm wrestling, and she's caught in between.
The moon is coming up. The mist is moving in again. Veils of mist. So beautiful. Good night, volcanoes. Pleasant volcanic dreams.
You said Jesse came here to learn about the old magic still practiced by the women?
She has always been fascinated by native cultures, ancient goddess religions, shamanism, tribal religions.
A lot of people get fascinated by this stuff, but they're not from that culture and they can't see beyond the veil of that fascin. I know what that vortex is.
You do?
You got any coffee?
Well, I'll make some.
What? My God, she's standing out there on the balcony. Jesse? What are you trying to tell me? Jesse, please, don't vanish on me. What do you want me to understand?
The vortex is veils, endless veils, you know?
Cream and sugar?
No. To get to the truth, you have to go behind the veil, and you pass through one, and there's another behind it, and another, and another.
These veils are what we believe in?
Yeah, you got it. Like they say, reality is what you believe it is. Change your belief, and it changes.
We are all caught in webs of our own making.
Oh, that's right. Good coffee.
Thank you.
Jesse. Jesse. She's gone again. Great. What were you trying to tell me? The mist is beginning to swirl around and around. It's making me dizzy.
What Jesse is trying to tell Jack is the same thing he was told a long time ago in Morocco. If you wish to see the truth, then hold no opinion for or against anything.
Why is she trying to tell him that?
Because the veils in the vortex are not something created for us. It's created by us. What we believe to be true is what keeps us from the truth.
That's true.
Vortex again. It's sucking everything off the balcony. There goes the chair, and there goes the table, and there goes me if I don't hang on to the railing. Great time for the phone to ring.
He's not answering.
Uh-oh. Keep trying. I'm going back to the hotel.
I'll keep trying.
Hey. It's pulling off my pajamas. Hey, not the bottoms. Good Lord.
Henry, the hotel.
Step on it.
Step on it.
You got it. Whoa.
I'm losing my grip.
Hello? Hello? Jack?
It's Mojo.
Jack's not there?
Not anymore.
I see. Where is he?
Gone.